Proposed port service fees would impact red meat exports. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has always worked closely with the United States Trade Representative and with USDA. Advocating for the U.S. red meat industry, Dan Hallstrom says that that industry plays a crucial role in the nation's agricultural sector. Exports are key to industry profitability, and the U.S. is a leading global exporter of red meat, with exports totaling $19.1 billion in 2024, the second largest on record. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative recently held hearings on a proposal to impose million-dollar port call fees on Chinese vessels. The U.S. Meat Export Federation joined more than 300 other organizations in saying the fees would hurt U.S. exports, as USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains.
We totally agree with the intent of this proposal from USTR to support and incentivize U.S. shipbuilding. The reality is that it's just not feasible today. I mean, it's going to take time. So in the meantime, we don't want to have our exporters penalized as we wait for this to happen.
And what Dan Hallstrom just said is completely understandable, because the U.S. red meat exports operate in a highly competitive global environment, and therefore must have access to efficient, cost-effective maritime transport. And of the $19.1 billion in products exported last year, waterborne shipments accounted for about 70% of this total, or over $13.4 billion. On a weekly basis, nearly $260 million in U.S. beef, pork, and lamb exports transit through ports on the U.S. West, East, and Gulf Coasts. And with high port fees, that could drastically reduce shipments of lower-value products.
You look at pork and beef variety meats, for example, that, you know, might be worth $2 a pound, $1 a pound, or even less than $1 a pound. If you're looking at a significant per-pound freight rate increase of any kind, that would be a real challenge for some of the lower-value items, maybe even to the point where it wouldn't make sense to save them and export them. It's about $40 per head for every fed animals slaughtered on the cattle side. And on the hog side, it's a little over $10 a head for every hog slaughtered.
Shippers have already indicated they would reduce port calls, including a key port for the red meat industry.
Oakland represents about 40% of our waterborne exports on the beef side. And we've had some of these companies publicly say that Oakland would be a candidate to stop service to if this current policy of the one-time port charge of up to $1 million were to be instated. And to try to do all of the U.S. beef and pork chilled business through the southern ports of California just wouldn't be feasible, not only from a congestion standpoint, but the other reason that Oakland is ideal is that with the short shelf life of the chilled cargo, that is the fastest point of call to get over to ports like Tokyo.
Another concern for red meat exporters is that the proposed service fees make little accommodation or adjustment for smaller vessels. One of the most rapidly developing regions for red meat exports is Latin America, which is a collection of small and medium-sized markets that do not necessarily attract the larger classes of ocean vessels. If a small vessel hauling U.S. exports to Central or South America or a Caribbean island is subject to service fees similar to the world's largest vessels, there is far less cargo over which this cost burden can be spread. And that's an update on the recent comments and red meat export news from USMEF CEO and President Dan Hallstrom. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.